The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us, as the Gemara has been discussing, the halachas of Kishuv. And when we learned the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah introduced a new concept, and that was the concept of Achiza Sinai, which in our vocabulary, the closest word that we could find for Achiza Sinai is probably a magic trick. And the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, to summarize the halachas, Hilchas Kshafim ki Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Kshafim are like Hilchas Shabbos. And he says, just like we find by Hilchas Shabbos, Yesh Vehem B'Skila, if somebody does one of the melachas on Shabbos, that's a melacha d'oraisa, so the halacha is if he does it with mezer, with edim and asra, the halacha is that he's chayiv skila. Yesh man pata v'losar. As one learns Masechta Shabbos, he certainly encounters numerous situations that are issa d'rabbanan. Yesh man mutal chatchila. There are such situations that are mutal chatchila. The example is the Rishonim give. Somebody who opens up a pus bubble to allow the pus to go out, even though it looks like he's making a door, but that is not considered binyan, and the halacha is that it's mutter l'chatchila because it's b'makom tsar v'gozru rabbanon. Another example is Hatzad Nachash. We know one of the malachos in Shabbos is Tzeda. But if somebody captures a snake, it's certainly not considered Tzeda because he's doing it because it's a sakana. Similarly, says Abaya, the same applies by Hilchas Kishuv. Hoysa Maisa. Somebody really does a full-fledged act of kishuv, there's a chiyuv skila, as we've been learning. Ha'oichas ha'zeinayim, which as we said at the beginning of the shiur, essentially means a magic trick, is pota avalosa. Is also elis medrabon. Ha'mutter, and what's mutter, says the Gemara mutter chatchila. What's the case of something that's mutl chatchila? Says the Makar of Chanina v'Ravoshia, as we find Rav Chanina v'Ravoshia, Kol Ma'al Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, have Aski b'Hilchas Yitzira, they would work with Hilchas Yitzira, which means Kabbalah. Umivri lay igla tilsa, they would create a calf, v'achli lay, and eat it l'kavit Shabbos. Of course, the Mepharshim explain that Posh Pshat and the Gemara, the way most Mepharshim learn, is that they created with Kabbalah this animal. Tzarech Mitzvah, L'Kavit Shabbos, it was permitted. It's interesting to point out that I saw that the Maral asks, Abaya wants to give us these three categories of Hilchas Kishuv. But why does Abaya use Shabbos as the example? The Gemara could have just said that just like there are three categories in Hilchas Kishuv. Why did Abaya have to sort of connect it to Hilchas Shabbos? So the Maral says a beautiful explanation, which really speaks to the concept that the Gemara spoke about earlier, that the Gemara says that what is the word Kishuv means she machishin famalia shamala. What pshat machishin famalia shamala? So the way I would explain this is that Chaim Volozhiner in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim says, how do we understand the power of Kishuv? So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with teva, that we all know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with teva, that the world works with teva. But says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, at the same time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Teva, he also created something called Kishif. That Kishif has the ability to change the Teva. That's the power of Kishif. So, explains the morale, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world with 6 days of work, and after we have 6 days of work, we have Shabbos. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Kishif, with Teva, as we explained, and with Kishif. So that's why the comparison between Kishif and Shabbos is most appropriate. And actually, to take this one step further, we can now understand why the Gemara says that when Kishif was performed, Rabbi Yochanan said, Einoid Mavadoi, I'm not worried about it. Because the Gemara says, Einoid Mavadoi. And the Gemara, on the top of this Omen actually, says a very interesting episode. It ends on the top of this Omen, where the Gemara tells us a story why there was someone who was trying to do Kishif, and he said, I have nothing to worry about. There was this woman that was trying to do Kishif on Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina said, I don't have anything to worry about. So the question is, how did Rav Chanina feel that he had the right to take such a strong statement? I have nothing to worry about Kishif. Is that the way for Rav Chanina to speak? So I saw a beautiful pshat. It's not, and this is with a mashal that the Yad Ramah suggests. The Yad Ramah suggests that what happened here was that he says a story. So there was a king, and he had people living in his home, in his palace, and he fed them, he gave them to drink, he treated them very nicely. So particularly in medieval times, the kings also could be quite brutal. And the king had a person who would kill his enemies. So that person shows up one day. So even though the king might have treated somebody just a moment ago very nicely, that doesn't mean that this person has nothing to worry about. He may have what to worry about when the king, when this person who kills the king's enemies comes, even if it's a person who the king just treated very nicely. Who's the person who has nothing to worry about? The only person who has nothing to worry about, says the Yad Ramah, is the person who didn't do anything wrong. So says the Gemara, it's not pshat, says the Yad Ramah. And that's pshat in the Gemara. It's not pshat Rav Chanina was boasting. It's not chas v'shalom that he was arrogant. He was saying a fact. The fact is that someone who is this way, someone who lives with the Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has absolutely nothing to be worried about. So if we look at this halacha, particularly about magic tricks, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvos Loi Sasei Lamed Beis Moinen Zeh Oiches HaNayim. Moiches is somebody who does tricks. She'oisei Nyonim, he does different things. Matmim Al Yidei Tachbulo, he imzrizes the Kalsa Tenua, he's able to work with the sleight of the hand. K'moy Shanaroyim, like we see, Shaloichim Chevo, the nice of a Knafik Dayim. You start with a rope, you put it into your pocket, Mitzim Misham Nochish, and a snake appears. Oisha Shalichu Tabas Lavir, they'll throw a ring up, and all of a sudden that ring, the Yotziu Mipiv Shal Adam and Akola Imitsham, it comes out of the mouth of one of the people in the audience. For whom Amine Kishif, says the Rambam, that this is considered a type of kishif for chayiv malchus, and you chayiv malchus for acting this way. And the Rambam actually takes it a step further. He says, besides the issue of Kishif, that our Gemara, Oiches is a Nayim, that our Gemara discusses, there's another factor to take into consideration, and that is the Vganif Sabrius. There's an issue of Geneva Stas as well. And if we look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, takes a very similar approach to the Rambam. And he says that anybody who does anything this way is considered a Maisa Kishif. That's the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, in Simon Reish Nun, Ha'oiches is a Nayim, somebody who tries to make a trick, he has a quick hand, the people who witness this think that this is incredible, somebody's going to take a vessel, the same trick the Rambam says, the rope becomes a snake, So the Rambam and the Chinuch both seem to take a very, very serious approach to this issur of Oiches is a Nayim, that it's extremely awesome. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch also in Yoridei Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Yud Zayin says Oiches is Naim Osir. Oiches Naim is Osir by Yidei Sef Yitzira, as we just learned in the Gemara. But if you created something with Kabbalah Mutter, I feel Asas Maisa. I did see that the Arm of Farshim that want to suggest Sef Yitzira, most of Farshim explain that it means Kabbalah. Some want to explain that Sefer Yetzira means that it wasn't even anything Kabbalah. They were able to mate two different types of animal, and by mating these two different types of animal, they were able to create a new animal, which was extremely delicious for Shabbos, and there was nothing done at all wrong. The Shach here in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud quotes the Bach. The Bach has a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam is two halachas in the Rambam in the same perek. In perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah, halacha tes and halacha tes vav. One, the Rambam says, Ha'oiches is a naim shloyedei kishif. If somebody does achizes a naim, the Rambam says again. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvov says Ha'oiches a naim pota fil memalchus. First, the Rambam there says that you don't get malchus. Neshapi sh'ova alav ma'atayra. Even though he did a laugh, shall shall So the Rambam says that why don't you get Malkus for Kishif, for Oiches as a Naim? So the Rambam says that you never get Malkus, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Masech the Malkus, for any laugh Shenit Lasaros Mises Bezdin. For any laugh that if you oived a laugh, if you did a b'mezid, as we spoke earlier, your Kaif Skiwa, so you never get Malkus for such a laugh. But then the Rambam, in that very same perik, and Alocha Tes, Ha'oiches Anayim Medam Pnei Roim, Shoyse Masa Tamon V'loy Oso, Hareza Bechlal Mo'oinen V'loika. So we have a stira. In Alocha Tes Vov, the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus, and in Alocha Tes, the Rambam says you do get Malkus. So the Bach, quoting the the Shach quoting the Bach. And actually, if you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that in the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down here a Shalva Tshuvas HaRamah. Both answer the following. They say there are two types of Kishif being mentioned in our Gemara. One is real Kishif. The Gemara says Yichayev Skila. And since Yichayev Skila, it becomes a lav shenitan lasharos mises bezdin. And if it's a lav shenitan lasharos mises bezdin, there's no malchus, a new din. The Rambam that says that there is malchus is not talking about oiches is a nayim, which is real kishif, for which there would be skila, and therefore becomes a lav and nitin lasharos mises bezdin. It's just what we know as magic tricks. Since it's what we know as magic tricks, the halacha is, for a magic trick, the halacha is you wouldn't get skila, and therefore it's not a lav hanitin lasharos mises bezdin, and the halacha is that you will get malchus if you do it. That's the opinion of the Bach, quoted by the Shach, quoted by the Ramah. And that's the opinion of the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam, in Klal Pei Tes Sif Vav, and actually the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Samach Vav Sif Dalet, says, HaBatchon Shoysim B'chasim Zachizit Zeinayim, the Batchonim who at the wedding do magic tricks, Oivrim B'Yisimar HaTorah, says, Der Oivro Issa Deraisa, the mitzava aleim lasois, and if somebody hires them, asks them to come do these magic tricks, over the lav shalifnei iver. He's over the lav of lifnei iver. Umish yochel, and whoever has the ability, the halacha is tzorich limchos behem. Should tell them that this is not acceptable. Shekoshken shosel stak behem. You're not allowed to look at them. Elm kenim oisu goy. This halacha doesn't apply, as is quite clear in our Gemara, that even though the Gemara said on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis that a goy is not allowed to do kishif, that's kishif. But a chizus enayim certainly doesn't apply by Akum. So if you have a non-Jewish magician, that wouldn't be a problem according to everyone.